Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
I'm Leah.
And today we're going to be looking at the history of drive-through restaurants.
Yay!
So, you're a fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, drive-through, not as much as drive-in, which we'll mention in a bit, but drive-through things, you know, in America, the drive-through possibility is king.
Mm.
So if you don't have to get out of your car, we're super happy. Or if you get out of your car, then you want to go to one location. So we get these super malls that are super popular where you can go to 100 different stores in one single space and spend 4 or 5 or 6 hours. These are the sort of things that Americans really like,
okay.
Drive-through restaurants.
Yeah, we do have drive-throughs in the UK. Pretty much, I can only think of McDonald's as the only ones that I've seen with drive-throughs that occurs that I've been to or seen or know of the existence of.
But in the UK, would you get your food and then sit and eat it in your car? Would that be a common occurrence for you?
Like an actual drive-in?
No.
Or you'd eat the food that you eat
you,
get in
you
the
car?
You
go to the drive-thru normally, you get your food, and then you park over to the side of,
and
of
eat
in
it.
The parking lot and eat it there. Would you do that, or would that be disgusting to you?
No, I think, like, if you're just eating something super quick, like in the UK we have chip shops or chippies, where you just get the fish and chips. Now, you might go and sit and, like, maybe you might sit in the car, or if you happen to have a big like trunk space, and you could open up the trunk or the boot, as
that's
we call
reasonable.
It, sit there. But eating in the car,
right?
It's not
ahead.
So common.
It's kind of gross,
not quite
right?
So
for
common,
folks?
I don't think.
My husband,
but I would. It's
European,
not me. Yeah,
he doesn't like the idea of actually eating in the car because you keep your car very clean.
Mm.
But in America, for a lot of folks, there's a good population out there. Not everybody, of course, but a good population out there will get their food in the drive-through. Go and park and sit and eat your food in the car.
Okay.
So you'll find an old French fry from 5 weeks ago sometime later in your car.
There we go. Different strokes for different folks. But let's read through the article to find out more about drive-through restaurants. Drive-through or drive-through restaurants provide people with the immense convenience of being able to purchase and pick up meals without needing to leave their vehicles. These restaurants have been around for decades, and their success has spawned a number of equally handy services. The drive-through concept originated with the drive-in restaurant, the first of which was established in the US in 1921. Patrons would order and eat the food that was delivered to their cars by workers called car hops. 10 years later, a drive-through service was introduced, but it was not until 1947 that the first exclusively drive-through restaurant opened its doors, Red's Giant Hamburg in Missouri, US. A year later, Harry Snyder, owner of the In-N-Out burger chain, devised a two-way speaker system to facilitate the ordering process. This innovative system allowed drivers to order while still in their cars, thereby eliminating delays. Numerous fast food restaurants, including McDonald's and Burger King, jumped on the bandwagon. As a result of their popularity, drive-through restaurants had mostly replaced drive-ins by the 1970s. It should be no surprise, therefore, that the drive-through model has expanded into other walks of life. People can collect their medical prescriptions at drive-through pharmacies or mail letters at drive-through mailboxes. One unique variation is the drive-through marriage chapels in Las Vegas, US, where couples can tie the knot in their cars. Who knows what creative and convenient drive-through services might become available in the future.
We start out with a pretty simple title here today, The History of Drive-Through Restaurants. There's not a whole lot more to say about that until we get into our content, so we should go right into it.
Mm-hmm. So drive-through or drive-through restaurants provide people with the immense convenience of being able to purchase and pick up meals without needing to leave their vehicles.
Ah, life is easy.
Yeah. Now, of course, when you speak it, the two spellings sound the same, drive-through, drive-through. I guess you'll probably more often find it written with a T-H-I-U spelling. It just seems more common.
I think it's more slangy and common in America. And that provides people with immense convenience. So something immense, is immense. It's huge. It's vast. You think of outer space as being immense. You think of the big sky country of Montana as being immense sky views. You can sit in one place and see 180 degrees of sky view, which you can't get in a lot of places because big cities have big buildings and you don't get it. But we're talking about immense convenience. So convenience is that ease of living. You go to a convenience store, a 7-Eleven, a Family Mart, a Circle K, all these guys in Taiwan, because they provide so many different things at one spot, right? They provide a lot of convenience, a lot of simple things to make life easy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the idea is you just drive up, order your food, and you don't need to leave your car, take your seatbelt off, get the food. I mean, it'd be even more convenient these days because you'll probably pay by swiping your phone or something like that. You might not even have to go to a separate window to collect, because sometimes there are two windows, right? Like the order window and the collection window.
Well, plus you have the order machine, which we'll also talk about a little bit here, but you would order at the order machine, you'd pay at the first window, and you pick up your food at the second window.
Okay, yeah.
So there are plenty of, if you like to watch reels out there, like TikToks and things like that, of people who have been insulted or something by the people behind them in line. So the people in front will go, and they will pay for both their meal and the people behind them's meal. You think, oh, they're being nice. But then they go to the second window and they take both orders of food.
And drive
off. Take away the person's food that's behind them, giving them a hard time.
There you go. So we find these restaurants have been around for decades. Yeah, it's a pretty old idea. It's nothing too new. And their success has spawned a number of equally handy services. So to spawn something is kind of like to create it like children, although we'd normally use it for like maybe insects and animals,
frogs right?
That kind of thing.
Lots of it all at once, like a whole bunch of frog eggs coming out. But we do actually, like you said, we call our children slangily, we say our spawn. Oh, he's my spawn. He's my baby.
So yeah, this is just a colorful term to mean it. It's the drive-through restaurants were kind of like the parents of this whole bunch of other different drive-through services, which we'll look at towards the end of the article. But let's start with this whole idea, the drive-through. Where did it come from?
Well, the drive-through concept, the idea, originated with the drive-in restaurant, the first of which was established in the U.S. in 1921. So the idea of, you know, driving through, picking up your food and going, originated or started with the drive-in restaurant. And I, as a kid, loved our local drive-in restaurant. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was the Sonic, and you would pull up to the Sonic, you would order your food. Somebody would come out on roller skates and clip the tray of food onto your window. They'd actually clip it onto, you'd roll your window down halfway, and your milkshakes and your hot dogs and your tater tots and your French fries would be clipped on a tray onto your window. And that was... That's a drive-in experience.
Mm. Yeah, whenever I think of drive-in, I think of the drive-in movie rather than the drive-in restaurant.
Which is so much fun, right? Mm.
Never. I don't think the UK ever really... They'd have maybe one as a novelty somewhere, but...
They're a lot of fun. You're outdoors under the starry night and you're sitting... Maybe you drive a friend's truck, you put down the back of the truck, you roll down your windows and you have the music from the movie, the drive-in movie music. And you know the
sound
content,
effects and stuff. Is it in the radio or something?
Yeah,
you tune
it comes
into the
through
radio.
Your radio.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And so you bring some snacks of your own. You bring bean bags to make your seats comfy, and you just sit there in the back of your car in a drive-in movie theater.
I think this probably doesn't work in the UK because the weather's so bad.
Yeah, you'd almost need a cover.
show it with your umbrellas. It's too wet and cold to be outside doing that.
But in 1921, you could go to a drive-in restaurant, or drive-in restaurant. I guess it would be called restaurant.
There'd
still
be fast food, I imagine. We're not talking fine dining
no,
here.
No, it's definitely not fine dining. Well, you're not getting steaks, but the patrons, so the people going to visit, would order and eat the food that was delivered to their cars by workers called car hops. If you've seen old-fashioned 1950s movies, you might see like the kids coming on their skates with their big, you know, 1950s skirts with a little poodle design on the skirt and bringing food to the car. Those are car hops.
I think of the word bellhop as in somebody in a hotel who kind of carries your bags upstairs. That's
absolutely
a bellhop. So car hop kind of makes sense as a job title.
It does. And the patrons are just the people who come and eat there.
Customers,
or visit there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So 10 years later, a drive-through service was introduced. So this would have been the early 30s. But it was not until 1947 that the first exclusively drive-through restaurant opened its doors, Red's Giant Hamburg in Missouri, US. So exclusively drive-through means that's all it is. That's, mm-hmm. It's just drive up, get your food and leave. It's not a drive-in where you wait and get service. This is a restaurant that is only doing drive-through, and it's a hamburger restaurant.
Yeah, how do you know? Because it's called Hamburg, right? Hamburg is actually a city in Germany, and if you are a resident of Hamburg, then you are a hamburger.
Yeah.
But not the burger itself.
Yeah, of course. So we're going to presume Red's Giant Hamburg sold hamburgers. And then that was the first fully drive-through restaurant experience. Then we've got a year later, Harry Snyder, owner of the In-N-Out burger chain, so not just one restaurant, a whole chain like McDonald's or Burger King is a chain, he devised a two-way speaker system to facilitate the ordering process. Or process, both okay. So the idea here, it's a two-way speaker system. One person speaks into it from outside, and the people inside hear it, but they can speak back into it.
You can have a conversation, but you're not face-to-face. And this didn't really exist so much before.
Yeah.
This was something that was devised. It was thought of and planned by Harry Snyder. And yeah, I mean, it was to facilitate, to make the ordering process facilitated, to make it easier. Just a quick note on In-N-Out Burger. If you're a kid, and sometimes my older kids in their 20s, going to In-N-Out Burger, you can request an In-N-Out Burger hat. And it's a lot like what you would expect the boy car hops to have worn in the 1950s, or like a sailor's hat sort of style. You just open it up and put it on your head, a paper hat. And it's kind of a fun thing that you can do. My kids, 18 and 21, still do it today.
Is there anything special? I don't think we have this in the UK. I've never heard of an In-N-Out burger.
It's just a burger shop, a simple burger menu, burgers and fries and milkshakes.
Okay, so and you go in and you're out.
Yeah. And I think that's the whole idea of it. And it wasn't something that I grew up with, but it's very popular in California.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of spreading across the U.S. now more and more, too.
So we've got this system. We've got this two-way speaker system. And this innovative system allowed drivers to order food while still in their cars, thereby eliminating delays. So if something's innovative, then it's a new idea. It's breaking new ground. It's a creative idea that changes the way things are done. It sort of opens up a whole new world of possibilities. And in this case, it's getting rid of delays. You can order while in your car. You don't have to wait for a car hop to come, which cuts down on the restaurant's like employee numbers. They don't have to pay those workers. They can just pay someone to take the order from a building and the chef.
And one thing happens and then the other thing happens. So one thing and thereby the other thing. So you get this way of ordering and thereby you get rid of the delays. You eliminate the delays. Although the ironic thing with In-N-Out Burgers is that they get really busy and there's a huge long line. So yeah, they do have the ordering system, but they have kind of like car hops, but you have the person who comes out to your car window and orders on an iPad system now, too, and goes through and pre-orders for everybody
just
to make it faster.
Speed things up.
That's true.
That is also innovative, and it definitely would cut out delays. So we'll talk a bit more about the history of these restaurants in just a moment. Right now, though, we're going to hand over to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师. 今天讲解的是 3月25号, Unit 13. The History of Drive-Through Restaurants. 这个单元是一篇课漏字测验, 内容和德莱素, drive-through 有关。 多数的听众应该都吃过麦当劳, 很多麦当劳都有 drive-through 的服务。 对于开车的消费者来说, 点餐和取餐都非常方便。 这项服务源自美国, 后来除了餐饮业, 也有其他产业跟进, 让消费者生活更便利。 好, 我们现在一起来解题。 第一段开头提到素食餐厅的德莱素 方便民众可以轻易购买取得餐点，完全不需要下车。接着是第一题的题干，句子一开头说，这些餐厅已经好几十年了，而且他们的营运成功也引发很多一样空格的服务。第一题四个选项都是形容词，这一题是词汇题，必须利用上下文判断，选出最合适的词汇。我们一起看四个选项的中文意思。 A. Alternative 另类的， B. Vivid 生动的， C. Handy 便利的， D. Affordable 负担得起的。所以第一题选 C. Handy 便利的。紧接着请看第二题，德来速这个服务模式起源于可以把车开进去的餐厅。 The first 空格 was established in the US in 1921。我们检视这个句子，发现到句点之前，也就是1921年之前，都是同一个句子，可是却有两个动词，一个是 originated， 另一个是 was， 但这中间并没有任何连接词，而四个选项都是关系词，等于后面的句子如果是关系子句，这个句子就符合文法了。但是要选关带 which 还是关系副词 where 呢？Where 后面要加完整句，也就是不缺主词或受词，但是 was 前面没有主词，所以必须用关系代名词代替前面的 drive-in restaurant， 因此答案选 of which， 表示第一家可以直接开车进去用餐的餐厅是在1921年在美国成立的。好，十年后开始有餐厅提供德来速服务，但完全只提供德来速服务的餐厅到1947年才开幕。一年后 In and Out Burger 连锁店的老板 Harry Snyder 发明了双向对讲机。接着是第三题的题干 To 空格 The ordering process， 这一题四个选项也都是原形动词，又是词汇题。我们一起来看四个选项的中文意思。 A. Evaluate 评估， B. Postpone 延后， C. Halt 停止， D. Facilitate 延协助。第三题选 Facilitate 协助，表示 Harry Snyder 用双向对讲机让德来速点餐的过程更加便利。
Let's take a short break and we'll be back with the rest of the article in just a moment.
All right, so we're back again. And if you remember, we're talking about the history of drive-thru restaurants. So we've gone through the drive-in, the drive-thru, and the innovation of creating this two-way communication system, this two-way speaker system, so that people can order and talk to the person at the cash register, and that person can talk back to them to get rid of the delays. And as we move on, we see numerous fast food restaurants, including McDonald's and Burger King, jumped on the bandwagon. That's a fun expression, right? Jump on the bandwagon. It means that they join in. They also did what everybody else was doing. It's a lot of times what everybody's doing if you jump on the bandwagon.
I mean, I imagine if you're McDonald's or Burger King, you kind of have to, because otherwise you're going to lose all your business.
Absolutely. If you are no longer as fast as the other shops around you, then you need to up your game and jump on the bandwagon.
Exactly. So as a result of their popularity, drive-thru restaurants had mostly replaced drive-ins by the 1970s. Popularity, of course, is just the noun form of popular, so we could say as a result of being so popular that this happened, drive-thru restaurants had replaced drive-ins. So people preferred generally to drive somewhere, pick up the food and go, either to eat it at home or eat it somewhere else. You could, you know, take it to a park or whatever. And that had replaced the idea of actually driving up to the restaurant in the car.
I personally don't think it is the customer that had the problem with the drive-in
Probably
restaurant.
Probably not,
so much. I think it was the restaurant itself that wanted to increase its profitability and turnover. Because if you have people driving through and getting out, then you can keep serving people. If you have people sitting at a drive-in spot, you have to wait until they're done. So
yeah, you're limited by the size of your car park.
The only reason why maybe customers might prefer a drive-through as opposed to a drive-in is that they don't tip in a drive-through. Whereas in a drive-in, you do have a person delivering food to your car, so a lot of times you will leave a tip to the car hop who comes to you.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that it's, again, speed and convenience. Like, sure, you could, it'd be nice to pull up somewhere and eat, but why not? If you can just get the food, you can go and find your own spot.
And not only
not have to wait.
Drive-through restaurants, but we're going to look at how this kind of spreads into other areas as well.
Mm.
It should be no surprise, therefore, that the drive-through model has expanded into other walks of life. So we talk a lot of times about a business model or a business idea. And if a business model works, you're going to keep making copies of it or develop that model even further to see how you can make more money from it. So this is the drive-through model. And that was one way of doing things, right? You have the drive-through model for food, and now it has expanded. Here, expanded means to spread or branch out or get bigger in different directions. And it's expanded into other walks of life. Now, other walks of life here is not talking about people in society. It's talking about other kinds of business models.
Other fields, yeah.
Right.
So we see people can collect their medical prescriptions at drive-through pharmacies or mail letters at drive-through mailboxes. So your prescription is when the doctor has given you the piece of paper and it says, these are your drugs, take this piece of paper to a drugstore or pharmacy. So normally, when you go in Taiwan, they're mostly there in the hospital. You get your prescription and you pick it up from the hospital pharmacy. But there are a bunch of other pharmacies around where you can collect another prescription or you can pick up kind of over-the-counter drugs. So here, you just drive up. Here's my prescription. Go to the next window, pick up your medicine, and drive on. Or just drive up past a letterbox, mailbox, post it, keep going.
Another really common one that's already been around in the United States for a very long time is drive up bank teller. You drive up to, you don't go inside a bank. Mm-hmm. You drive up to a drive-through area, and there is an ATM where you don't even have to get out of your car. But say you need to deposit a check or deposit some money, there will be a cool little container where you can put your check inside, and then you stick it inside this kind of air chute that sucks it into the bank.
Wow.
And your teller will talk to you over the two-way system and say, okay, we're going to deposit this into your bank account. You say, thank you very much. And you don't get out of your car and you don't unbuckle your seatbelt. And that's been around for probably 40 years at least, I would say.
Yeah, there must be like drive-through libraries as well. I'm sure you can just like drop off a book, collect another one from the shelf, get it stamped and move on as well.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? But there's also unique variations.
Mm.
There is one unique variation, which is the drive-through marriage chapels in Las Vegas, U.S., where couples can tie the knot in their cars. Again, America is the king of the drive-through, right, of convenience. When I hear the word chapel, I start to think of the song, going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Doesn't mean it's good, but I'm sorry that I sing it that way. But a chapel is a small, cute, adorable little church. And the way Las Vegas has it set up, you can go in and pay money and get married on the spot in these little chapels. And this is a new variation, a new change, a new option, something that's a little bit different. You can sit in your car and get married, which is kind of terrifying.
Mm. You can also have chapels that there'd be a small room in another building. Like you could have a chapel in a school, in a hospital, and that's where people would go to pray. It's like the little church in the bigger area kind of thing. So, yeah, and so you could, and I think people do this as a themed thing. You know, they get a Cadillac and they dress up in clothes.
Probably 1950s outfits.
Yeah, you know, it's all going to be, it's going to be very Las Vegas.
And they tie the knot, and tie the knot just means to get married. That's a fun way to say you get married.
Exactly. So, and apparently these services, they'll, if you need to provide witnesses,
they will provide that.
But there's also, there's also room for guests. Like if you do want to have a few, like maybe like 4 or 5 or 8, I think, top guests.
You can get married by, Elvis can marry you.
Well,
not real Elvis, but I think Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, when they got married, they went first to a Las Vegas chapel. They are no longer married, but they did go there to get married initially. And this just kind of lets us know that there's a lot of unique variations out there. And just as a side note, I would mention beyond the drive-through and the drive-in, you've also got curbside service. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, But with the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic that kicked in around the world, a lot of places still wanted to go to restaurants, but they didn't want to go in. So they would go and order online, and then you go and sit in a curbside spot, and your food would be delivered to you. And you could also do this with, and you still can now, with grocery stores. So, for example, you can put in an order at Walmart, and you can say, I'm going to be there between 10:30 and 11, and you go to the curbside service pickup. You probably show them your QR code or whatever, and they bring you your stuff that you've already paid for and stick it inside of your car.
That's a pretty contactless way of doing things. I'd have to look, but I wouldn't be surprised if the UK has similar things going on.
I know they have it in Switzerland as well for grocery stores and things like that. But yeah, that contactless service became very popular with the pandemic kind of raging. People still wanted to kind of be out. So that was one thing that's a little bit different. And I do have another one that's a version of something, a variety that could happen. And that's that in Taiwan, you can pay to stay inside of an aquarium. So it's kind of like a check-in, but you're in a new environment and you sleep inside the aquarium. Mm. In the tunnel, you can, you know, set up with everybody else in the tunnel and have the fish swimming over you all night. So these are these weird ways that we have, you know, unique things that give convenience to our lives.
Yeah, and as the article concludes, who knows what creative and convenient drive-through services might become available in the future. So we'll now let our Chinese teacher do a little bit of teaching, and then we'll be back to wrap things up as we finish the article for today.
我们接着看第四题。 前一句提到有很多素食餐厅, 包括麦当劳还有汉堡王都纷纷仿效。 再来是第四题的题干，空格，受欢迎的程度。德莱素餐厅在1970年代几乎已经取代大多数的drive-ins。我们一起看四个选项的中文意思： A. In contrast to 和什么相较之下 ；B. As a result of 是因为的意思 ；C. Except for 除了 ；D. Rather than 是而非。所以第四题答案选 B。最后是第五题。 请同学看到第三段第一句，这里提到，因此大家应该也不会意外，德莱素的营业模式也推广到了生活其他方面。接着就是第五题的题干， People can collect their medical 空格 at drive-through pharmacies or mail letters at drive-through mailboxes. 这里我们看到了德莱素的这项服务 并不仅限于餐饮业，后来包括像药局或者说甚至于邮政的服务，其实呢，他们也都把德莱素纳入服务当中。那第五题的四个选项一样都是名词，同样是词汇题，所以我们要先看看到底这四个选项在中文分别是什么意思。 A. Disorders 是病症的意思，再来看到B. Infections 是感染。 而 C prescriptions， 那它可以是处方签，那在这边的话呢是处方药。那 D anxieties， 虽然加了复数，一样是焦虑的意思。好，那我们用上下文来看 ，people can collect their medical 什么呢？啊，原来是要去领药嘛。到了药局领药的时候，如果像在美国地大物博。 空间非常的大，所以很多药局呢，他们也有附设 drive-through。这个时候呢，你就可以利用德莱素来领药了。那搭配哪个字？就选 C. People can collect their medical prescriptions at drive-through pharmacies or mail letters at drive-through mailboxes. 好，所以第五题再跟同学确认一次，我们答案选 C， 表示民众可以在德莱素药局领取处方药物。 或者到德莱素邮筒寄信。以上就是我们针对这一篇课后字测验所做的中文讲解。谢谢大家。And
that is all from us. We finished our article on the history of drive-through restaurants and looked at a few fun variations. Thanks very much for listening for English Digest. I'm Pat.
I'm Leah.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.